Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 4, 14 through 17. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. This is the careful instruction of an impassioned father. It is the plea of a father who purposefully places burdens upon his son, which will place him in good stead for life. When I was a little boy, many years ago, my father and mother taught me truths that I have borne throughout my life. In my early years, these truths seemed burdensome and heavy to carry. However, when I came to know Christ, the burdens passed on to me became lighter and a joy to bear. This Proverbs father is careful to load his son with that which will hopefully become precious to his son. These burdens, if carried faithfully, will bring light to his pathway. So he begins by warning his son about to whom he listens. Who will be your instructors, my son? Who will command your ear? Much of his son's conclusions will be based upon his understanding of his own heart. How does he view his own heart? Does he see it as the Bible sees it? If he is humble, he will. Does he understand that in himself dwells no good thing? Does he realize that his heart is deceitful and desperately wicked? Will a correct view of his heart cause him to ask, "What harm is there if this or that path is chosen?" Will he seek to experiment with evil? This father is forward-thinking and deeply concerned for the future welfare of his son. It is clear that this Proverbs father takes a biblical authoritative position that experimentation with wickedness and evil is lawlessness against God. Avoid the evil path. Do not even go near the path, son. The father knows the seriousness of the instruction, for it may be a matter of life or death for his son. This father knows that the path of the wicked, the way of evil men, will be presented to his son. He knows that his son will have choices to make, and he intends to show his son that right choices made early will put him in good stead for the future. He knows he has but limited time to arm his son against the wiles of the devil. Son, as you go along the way of life, you will be faced with the enticing path of the wicked. It will be before you and present you with alluring sights that are designed to entice you to enter its path. The godly father knows the scriptures which admonish, "But I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple concerning evil." Romans 16:19. Experimentation with the world is not the wise pathway for his son. Modern media is so successful with youth because it caters mainly to the eye gate. The heart of man is geared toward outward appearances. Substance matters little to society these days. It is all about appearances. Sophisticated forms of hypocrisy exist because of this fascination with outward appearances. Someone has said that we will never again elect a homely president, for all candidates must pass the appearance test as they project themselves on television and the internet. It is no longer the most qualified, but the most handsome or pretty who will represent us. Mankind looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. The devil is using this outward appearance principle to fully promote his end-time cause. The godly father knows this and instructs his son accordingly. This father instructs his son to avoid the path and thought processes of the wicked. I have given you good doctrine to think upon, to guide your mind around the obstacles of the thinking processes of this world system. So do not even consider the path of the wicked, who lose sleep, trying to concoct mischief designed to entrap you. Ah, yes, the devil rewards the wicked for their dedication by bestowing the bread of wickedness and the wine of violence. The world provides for its own with great rewards for new and exciting ways to present and promote wickedness. The devil presents the pleasures of sin, but always hides the true nature and outcome of sin, which is eternal death. Thank God for this faithful teaching father, who knows that his son must be equipped with the whole armor of God. This is the only way that his son will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil and follow God.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.